The NBA Finals begin tonight with the numbers 3 or 5 figuring to play prominent roles. Here's why. 3, as in the Miami Heat, are trying to win a legacy-defining third straight title. 5, as in the San Antonio Spurs, are trying to win a fifth championship since 1999. That is dominance. That would solidify their dynasty status. These two best teams in the league are meeting for the second consecutive year in the finals, and NPR's Tom Goldman is here to tell us why Miami is already miffed before Game 1 even starts. Tom, good morning.
Hi, David.
Why are the Miami Heat angry?
They are annoyed, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade in particular, because they're hearing people say Miami was lucky to win last season.
You never want to hear that.
Specifically in Game 6 when the Spurs had the Heat down by 5 with 28 seconds left, but an amazing comeback that basketball fans remember, capped off by Ray Allen's three-point shot that saved the Heat, then they went on to win in 7 games. Well, you know, many think the Heat are just trying to rile themselves up to help motivate. It's a common ploy. Michael Jordan was legendary for blowing up the slightest slights into something that would get him breathing fire.
Some reason to get fired up. Well, whether or not they think Miami was lucky, the Spurs, by all accounts, devastated. I mean, if they pulled out that Game 6 instead of giving it away, they would have won the championship. What are they saying about their second chance this year now?
They say they'll get it done this time. Spurs All-Star Tim Duncan said as much, which is stunning because Duncan and the Spurs are legendary for not talking, certainly not giving opponents bulletin board material. So this is definitely different. Maybe Duncan said it in the emotion of winning a tough Western Conference Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder, or maybe he was clear-headed. You cannot blame him because the Spurs have a very good case.
Have the Spurs made a lot of changes in the team since last year?
They haven't. They're pretty intact from last year, but they have done a phenomenal job of developing players from last year, bench players, into key component parts. Now, some argue that having a deep bench doesn't matter that much in the postseason. It's all about the stars. Sports Illustrated notes that Miami won the last two titles while its bench ranked, out of 30 teams, 27th and 24th in scoring.
Wow.
But what San Antonio head coach Greg Popovich did this regular season was he played so many of his reserves in different combinations in key games and developed them so well that San Antonio really doesn't give up much when its starters go to the bench. Players like Boris Diaw, Patty Mills, Marco Bellinelli, Aaron Baines, they're not just holding the line while the starters rest. They're extending leads, playing good defense, and they're really contributing.
All right, well, the Miami side, Tom, good bench or not, I mean, what's the argument that they're going to repeat? Three-peat, I guess you could say.
LeBron James.
Okay. That's the answer.
Okay, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, whose health has been balky in recent years. He is healthy and well-rested going in. Those two are enough to win a lot of games. Are they enough to win 4 against the Spurs? Probably not. They'll need help, and they'll need to improve their defense. But the Heat are one of those elite teams that can flip a switch when the most important games come along. Also, a possible factor in Miami's favor, the Spurs point guard, the dynamic Tony Parker, has been nursing an injured ankle. He says he's good to go for tonight, but will he hold up through the series?
All right, Tom, we can't let you go before talking about hockey. The LA Kings win a thriller last night in Game 1 of the NHL Stanley Cup Championship.
Yeah, 3-2 in overtime. LA fell behind 0-2 in the game, but proved once again that no lead is safe against the Los Angeles Kings. In 3 rounds leading up to the finals, the Kings faced elimination in 7 games and won all of them. Knowing this, watching a 2-0 lead vanish, the Rangers have to make sure they don't start pressing, and we have to wait all the way until Saturday for Game 2 to find out how they respond.
LA Kings, New York Rangers, marquee matchup, and of course the NBA Finals start tonight. Fun times in sports. Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You bet.